Hey everyone, thank you for joining me again. It is a brand new week and I'm ready to get into the thick of things and to talk with you today. I want to center my conversation around a very important M word on this Monday. And this M word is the word motivation. Now, our friends over at Very Well Mind says that motivation is the process that initiates, guides, and maintains goal-oriented behaviors. It is what causes you to act, whether it is getting a glass of water to reduce thirst or reading a book to gain knowledge. Motivation involves the biological, emotional, social, and cognitive forces that activate behavior. Simply put, motivation is the term used to describe why a person does something. It is the driving force behind human actions. So, let's go back to just that simpler statement, why a person does something. I want to talk about motivation today because a lot of people are motivated by many different things. And interestingly enough, if we ever ask, if we line up 10 people and say, you know, what motivates you? What is your motivation? I guarantee you that 9 out of the 10 times, the word self will not come into play. The word me will not come into play. And let me just use an opportunity to talk about me for a moment. I've always been motivated by a lot of things and a lot of different people, but never have I been able to really drill down, you know, to self-motivation. So for a greater portion of my life, my motivation was my mother. I wanted to make her proud. I wanted to do well. I wanted her to be happy, you know, and proud of the daughter that I was. And for a lot of my life as a child, I spent my time focusing on things, going after things because she was my motivation. And for a lot of us, our mother or our parents are our motivation. You know, we want to do well and earn well so that we can buy mommy a house or buy daddy a car or whatever. And so for a lot of my life, my mom was my motivation. What happened when my mom passed away in 2011? It started to turn wheels in me so much more because I now wanted to do all the things that I never got done while she was alive, with the hope that from the grave, she was going to still be proud of me. So my mom was still my motivation, and I was just taking on work and working harder and running myself to a wreck because I wanted to know that my mom was proud of me. I was motivated by this woman. Outside of my mom being my motivation, and y'all would already know this, my son became my motivation. Oh, I want to be the best mom. I want to be the best for him. I want him to look at me and see an example, you know, of what he'll be able to choose in the future. I do all of this for him. I work to earn, to help him. Blah, 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 blah. In this, my 34th year on the planet, I finally clocked into the importance of self-motivation. Here's the thing. If we are motivated by many other people, that's not all bad. However, if it is that you do not have an ounce of self-motivation, you will never ever truly feel satisfied with your efforts. You will never truly feel content with what you've done so far because your motivation is very external. And so I want to just, you know, like talk a little bit about how do we narrow in on this self-motivation. And I'm not saying that other people can't be your motivation or other things can't be your motivation, but motivations, the list of the things that motivate you, if your name is not on it, if you didn't write self, if you didn't write me, then I guarantee you, you need to recheck that list. If you are not motivated yourself, then you will never get full gratification or full joy. I searched long and hard before finding a way to say, I am motivating me. I am motivated by me. If you think about it, if the reason why we pursue higher education is because, you know, of our parents or of our children, then when we get to higher education, it still doesn't have that joyful feeling that we were going after. And I hope you get where I'm going. But if I went after this higher education because it was important for me and it was going to put me on a path to what I really wanted to do and where I really wanted to go, then the celebration when that is achieved is greater than the celebration that is achieved when you did it for somebody else. You know, you're like, well, mom, I graduated. You good? I'm good. But if you went after this because you wanted it, then it has a whole different feeling. And so I want to encourage you today that really just think about what you want. Think about what you need. Think about what's important to you. Think about what is going to motivate you that is within you, and see how that changes how you approach the daily things of this life. See how it changes how you approach your job, how it changes how you approach your relationships, how it changes how you approach life in general. You have to go about this life with intrinsic motivation, with self-motivation, with motivation that's gonna become compiled of the things that are important to you and that you really, really want. I'm not saying that we're going to be selfish about our journey. I'm not saying that nobody else is important. What I am saying is, if the word you or the word self is not a part of the equation, then it is not full joy. It is not the highest joy. It has to be that you are at the place where the things that you are going after, the things that you're involved in, the things that you're touching, the things that you're giving your energy, your time, and your effort, that you want these things for yourself. And you're not just chasing after them because of somebody in your family or because of a spouse or because of a child. You have to be able to get to the place where some of the things that you're doing are just for you. Are just for you. So you want to be going after health and wellness because it is important for you. It's important for you to live longer, for you to feel active, for you to feel fit. That is why you're going to go after it. The motivation must come from within, and the gratification must be something that you feel totally and absolutely. I believe that we all can have other things that motivate us or other people that motivate us. However, I think that self-motivation is going to be critical for the next phase of our lives. It's going to be critical in this time and in this season that we are also self-motivated, because if the motivation factors or the people that provide motivation for us are yanked from the equation, it could affect the course of our life going forward. But if we are motivated from self, if we are internally motivated, then it really doesn't matter what is happening around us. We will have the strength, have the wherewithal, and have the desire to go the distance amidst the challenges. I think that what drives us has to be something that comes from the inside. The reason why we do the things we do has to be something that comes from the inside. If it is external, chances are it can fade. Chances are it can fall apart. Chances are it can vanish away. But if it is that we are motivated by what's inside of us, I promise you, there will be a fire that is unquenchable, that is burning within you, and it will push you to the things that are important, the things that you are motivated to go towards, the things that are important for you, the things that you want to achieve and you want to get done. But that motivation must come from the inside first. We can add other things to the list, but the motivation has to come from the inside first. And that is what I want to leave with you this Monday. Hear me good and hear me well. It is fine if you have other motivating factors, but make sure when you stack up your list of what drives you, of why you do what you do, of what motivates you, that your name is on that list. You know, me, myself, that I am on that list of what drives me, of what motivates me. And I know that some of us are thinking, Lord, that is going to sound selfish. You know, what if I'm on TV and they say, so tell me, what motivates you? Well, I motivate myself. I am motivated by me. I am motivated by my inner strength. I am motivated by the fact that I know that I can. And you know, after that, I do look at my children for inspiration. I look at my parents for inspiration, but I am driven by what is inside of me. Self-motivation is going to be important. You have to be the reason too why you do what you do, not just everybody else around you. Because if you're not careful, you're filling all these other gaps for everyone else, and you will still feel empty at the end of the day. And we don't want to feel empty at the end of the day, not after we've done all of these things, not after we've put all our energies and our efforts into working hard. We also want to feel full. So as you're filling up the lives of others, as you're making people's lives enriched, as you're meeting needs and solving problems, remember yourself today. Remember yourself. Remember, you too need to be filled up. Remember, you too need to be enriched. Remember, you too need to feel full. Be a motivator for others. Be motivated by others. But most importantly, remember to be motivated by yourself, and remember to have a drive that comes from the inside. I have learned these lessons along my journey, understanding that the process is necessary, and so I'm sharing it with you. I just found out that I can be my own motivation, that motivation can come from the inside of me, and that I also want to feel full while I'm filling the lives of everybody else. Thank you so much for listening. Look forward to hearing your feedback, and please remember, we will give you another episode next Monday. Bye.